Joe, nice to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Lynn.
What do you crave when you're on the road?
I would have to say, more than anything, any sort of comfort Asian foods, noodle soups or traditional dishes that my mom made me growing up.
So what's your background?
Korean, born in Korea, raised in High Point, North Carolina.
So, well, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, looking at the way you are with that cello. One of the articles that I read about you, you're referred to as a cello thrasher.
I'm sure my cello teachers of the past would hate to hear that. But.
But there's so much emotion that you throw into your music. Does that carry over to the food?
I would have to say for sure it does. I'm very passionate about eating together and having it be an event. And no matter how big or small the event, it's just as important, you know. Mm-hmm. And if I have friends over, then it's, you know, all around the food, based around the food. So still very passionate about food, and just have to attribute that to my parents, my mom especially, my grandmother, who pretty much raised me growing up and cooking me three meals a day, and still brings back fond memories when I have these traditional dishes.
Did the blog become an extension of that, of sort of reaching out to people?
Yeah, the whole reasoning behind the blog initially was to share my love for food and show people how food really is something that can bring people together. In my family, it brought us together every night for dinner and every weekend with the whole family, extended family included. And then it only made sense that I would try to find pockets of different types of food from all around the country and all around the world at this point.
Mm. So what about before a performance? What kinds of foods do you eat before performing? And is there anything you would never eat before a performance?
We have been trained well to never say never.
Okay.
I will say I very rarely will eat anything heavy because it really does affect how light I am on my feet on stage and how I feel. We generally tend to have salads with some sort of protein, I would say 90% of the time. And then the other 10%, if we have time to eat, we'll eat a sandwich, you know, whatever we can grab, some nuts or something. And all of that, usually a couple hours before we actually perform, just so we can settle our stomachs before we hit the stage and jump all over the place like madmen.
So, but now the show is over and you get a chance to go out and really eat whatever you like. What are some of the great finds that you've got?
Oh, man. Some of the interesting dishes that I've come across have been raw lobster tail, which was at this great sushi restaurant in Portland, Maine. There was a place in Columbus, Ohio called North Star Cafe, and I believe there are two locations. And every time we come to Columbus, we always find ourselves ordering the veggie burger from North Star Cafe. We get to Columbus, and we're like, all right, who's making the order? You know, how many veggie burgers are we going to have?
So, you know, I understand that performers have special riders on their contracts of the things that they want to have in their dressing rooms or in the green room.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually food and drinks.
Oh, you know, we specify only blue M&Ms. And I'm just kidding. We have fresh fruit. Generally, we ask for bananas and apples and orange juice or apple juice, avocados, mixed nuts, about 5 cases of water, I think, and usually cereal and milk, sandwich meats, and peanut butter jelly and bread.
Joe, where's the decadence here? I mean, I'm expecting Cristal, foie gras, you know, caviar, and you want cereal and you want the milk.
Yeah, yeah. We try to be as low impact and as friendly as possible so people will ask us back.
Joe, thanks for talking with us.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Joe Kwan is the cellist with the Avett Brothers. His blog is Taste on Tour.com.